Right, let's let the Liberty County Board, School Board and Public Budget Hearing and Regular Meeting, Friday, September the 9th, 2022, at 5:15 come to order. Next, we're gonna do the prayer and the pledge. I'm gonna do the prayer. Mr. Singletary's gonna do the pledge. Then if I would just come through this afternoon, give you thanks for the many blessing opportunities in life. Pray for each and every person here. Be with the ball team as they travel. And pray for the ones that's lost loved ones this week, Father, if it be thy will. Be with us when we do this meeting. Pray for our open mind and an open heart, Father. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving right along to item number two. Need a motion to approve setting the final required local effort millage rate at 3.0700. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B. Need a motion to approve setting the final discretionary operating millage rate at 0.7480. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve setting the final discretionary local capital improvement millage rate at 1.5000. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D, need a motion to approve resolution 22-03, includes all millage rates. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E, need a motion to approve resolution 22-04, adopt the final budget. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item L. Need a motion to approve annual financial report for 21-22 fiscal year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item three, public comments. Mr. Jerome Black, like to speak to the rest of the board.
Been using my truck for about 3 years, and you know, going around and doing everything with a person in the truck over 3 years, I know. And I just need, you know, I think it's time to stop, and we need to get something to be able to get around here, get the garbage and everything else. And you know, that's all I ask. And being compensated on my time and use for my truck for at least 3 years. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Black. Next is item number four, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
All right, can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, thank y'all for letting me be a dad tonight. I really appreciate that. Renee should have had y'all a copy of my superintendent report. I just go over real quick. Great first month of school. Tomorrow will be actually a month, 10th to the 10th, and I think it's been as smooth a transition to getting back into school as we could possibly ask for. We've already started progress monitoring. This is replacing the FSA testing. So what I have there is called PM1 or progress monitoring 1. We'll have these different times of the year. We got baseline data now. We've met with the school leadership to talk about it. We got some low areas. There's no doubt some of our third, fourth graders, you know, that's a real target group for us. Those are the group that, you know, really kind of dates back to Hurricane Michael that missed a lot of school and then COVID on top of that. Got work to do, but I'm very pleased that our instructional leaders at the schools, and I'm very confident our teachers will get it done. AC issues at the district office. I typed this up yesterday afternoon. Late yesterday afternoon, Kevin had Brian Moore's crew over there. They were able to do some replacement on some parts. Today was much, much better, so we had had some help. Kevin organized some labor to get some deep cleaning going on. We've just been musty around there. We had some mold in a spot or two, so we just needed to clean that up. We got some more cleaning to do, but we tried to get the toughest areas today. I want to thank Kevin for jumping on that. It was a much cooler day today, from what I understand. Homecoming's next week at the high school. That's a big deal. So just know all the homecoming activities that go on next week. We want you to be a part of as much as you can. I'm proud of the cleaning of the gym at Hosford School. It was especially bad on the north side of the gym. I know some of y'all have talked to me and reached out to me. Trey did a really good job pressure washing, putting bleach on that. It's really clean. I wish we were brave enough to get on that on the roof. That pitch is pretty aggressive, but we'll figure that out sooner than later too. But I want to just commend Trey. He did a good job. There was a lot of stuff to clean up there. Number five, I'm asking y'all today to approve the Guardian program. I know we've workshopped that. I've talked to y'all individually. I think we're at a spot now where we can implement that. Sheriff Money has been bent over backwards to help us. Dusty has done a wonderful job. We met yesterday. We are helping them write the grant. The grant is actually administered by them, but it's through DOE. Well, they don't do any grants through DOE. And I said, well, look, I'll write the grant if y'all will help us. So we met yesterday. It should be about $100,000. Could be a little bit more. The money goes to them, but it comes to us through the equipment, the training, the psychologicals that are due. And so anyway, we're going to work hand in hand with them to implement that. And I just appreciate your commitment to the safety of our students and staff. It I think it'll make a lot of people feel better and give us some added protection at our schools, which we so desperately need in this crazy world. Number six is a really big one. Today, obviously, we have our final budget hearing. Had it. This is a big deal. It's been busy all summer. I want to thank Melanie King and her staff. Anytime you have a transition, really in any office, there's obviously a learning curve and transition. Melanie has been a bulldog. She took that thing kind of like old hog on a ear of a. I mean, a bulldog on a hog's ear. She ain't let go. She has worked numerous Saturdays, holidays this summer. I wondered if she even went home at 9 or 2. And she has done a phenomenal job. As y'all have read through the budget, you see just how extensive our budget is. It is a big deal. And I want to thank her personally and her staff for doing a wonderful job and putting in the time necessary to get it done. And this being her first one, kind of flying solo as the director, they've done a great job. On Wednesday, this is our number seven, our PAC board of directors, all the superintendents in the PAC consortium make up the board. So I'm kind of a school board member on the PAC board. Well, all those superintendents will be in Liberty County next Wednesday at 10:30, and we'll have a workshop starting at 10:30. And Tim Hay, which is the director of school safety with DOE, he'll be there. And he'll be talking about school safety to all the board of directors. But please feel free to come to that. You won't be asked to do anything or take any action as a board. But if you want to just sit there and talk and interact with him, I know Ricky's going to be there. He's a good resource for us. And then we're going to have lunch afterwards. So please feel free to stay for the whole meeting, some of the meeting, or just come eat lunch with us if you have time. We'd love to have you. Pre-K numbers, I don't know where the kids are coming from, but they are starting to come. And I'm talking about out of the woods, so to speak. Our numbers have quickly gone from 57. We're anticipating in the next few weeks to possibly have over 70 just in Toler alone. So we've expanded there. We've been able to get another room there. And I want to thank the Toler staff. I know anytime we ask people to move and go to another place, That's always a tough call, but they see the need and they're graciously doing that. So I want to thank Mr. Wheatley and his staff for accommodating our pre-K. It's not the situation that we envisioned this time last year. They've been displaced totally out of their pre-K building due to the fire, and I just appreciate everybody being flexible and making that happen. Number nine, we've had some concrete work done at Fieldhouse. If you go over there, you'll see we've got concrete around the front. and some towards those bathrooms, and so we're waiting some new doors to secure the building, and we want to make sure it's secure before we start adding the wire, just so nobody comes in there and cleans us out. I'll be meeting with Kyle Rogers. He's got some samples on some metal for the exterior up at the top. We'll discuss that next week. Number 10, the district advisory meeting is next Thursday at 9:30 in the boardroom. If you've never been a part of that, we'd love to have you for that. We have parents, kids, teachers, and staff. If you hadn't been a part of that, we'd love to have you at that DAC meeting. I didn't put this down, but I'm adding this down as number 11. Grandparents Day at Toller this morning. Rob told me they had over 400 people there this morning. And I think the last grandma left about 9:30. So it was a great turnout. Didn't expect that many, but I think that's just a wonderful thing. Jody, I saw that you wrote something on Facebook commending them for coming, and it takes a village to raise a bunch of youngins, and that is so true. And I'm just really tickled at the community involvement, especially from these grandparents, because they have sometimes as much or more influence than the parents do, because a lot of them are raising kids. So I thought this today was just a great day. They got a lot of good pictures, and we just had a lot of good folks come back. Last, I just appreciate your visit. I know when you're at the schools, I hear about it. You're getting involved in a super way. It does not go unnoticed. People love that. They know who you are. They appreciate your concern and listening to the things that need to be listened to, and that's your job. The board members to be a great advocate for our schools and our parents, and to be that bridge between the district office and the home. So I just appreciate y'all's unity. I know that we don't necessarily always agree on anything, and that's okay, but we have unity, and I just appreciate that. It helps us get the things done that we need to get done. So I really appreciate y'all more than you know. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Anybody? No, sir, I don't think so, Mr. Petty.
All right. I appreciate it, y'all.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to item number 5, addition and correction to the agenda. Need a motion to add and correction to the consent item 8B and E. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B. Need a motion to add emergency item 11A. Have a motion.
Motion.
Mr. Singletary. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 6. Need a motion to approve the agenda for September 9th, 2022. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 7. Need a motion to approve August 1st, 2022 public budget hearing and special meeting minutes. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item B. Need a motion to approve August 9th, 2022 regular meeting minutes. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C. Need a motion to approve August 30th, 2022 workshop meeting minutes. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item 8, consent item. Need a motion to approve the following financial report and transaction. Principal report for August 2022, financial statement for August 2022, budget amendment for August 22, and them numbers are 1103-4101001. Next, bills and payroll for August 2022. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve September 9th, 2022 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C. Need a motion to approve September 2022 out of field teachers. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second.
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 Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve September 2022 update sublist. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve September 2022 update supplemented list with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve update bus route and lineup for 22-23 school year. No route change, bus swap only. Webb now drives 15-016 and Pullum now drives 112-105, effective August 12, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Next item, nine, action item. Item A, need a motion to approve recommendation to hire Liddell Holland at Tora, Mary Waller at Hosford, and Shanna Carson at Liberty County High School as other support personnel to calculate, track homeless students, enrollment, and attendance data at employees' hourly rate of up to 5 hours per month position. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion?
Well, is there more?
Yeah, there's more. I'm sorry. Next one's item, next one, approve recommendations to hire Gina Chasen as district-wide coordinator to accurately track homeless student enrollment and attendance data and collect all other McKinney-Bento documentation at employees' hourly rate for up to 5 hours per month. Next one is approve to hire Bess Rebel at Toler, Janessa Edwards at Hosford, and Donna Summers at Liberty County High School as level coordinators to accurately counsel homeless students regarding availability in community and school-based services, coordinating school and community services, and collect all Patton McKinney Vento documentation at employees' hourly rate for up to 2.5 hours per month position. All positions to be paid from McKinney Vito grant and expire May the 23rd. Have a motion? Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve superintendent travel expenditures in the amount of $905.48 to attend THAAD's Fall Leadership Conference to be held in Orlando, Florida, September the 28th to the 30th, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve travel expenditures in the amount of $1,182 for Stacy Pham, food service supervisor, and Jody Bailey, school board vice chairman, to attend the Florida School Nutrition Association annual conference and expo to be held in Jacksonville, Florida, October the 20th through the 22nd of 22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve Title II, Part A, Supporting Effective Instruction Project Award Notification for Program Period of 07-01 through 22 through 06-30 through 23. Have a motion?
Motion,
Ms. Jody, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve Strengthening Career and Technical Education for the 21st Century Act Perkins 5 Rural Innovation Career and Technical Education Project Award Notification from Program Period of 7-1-22 through the 6-30-23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve strengthening career and technical education for the 21st Century Act Perkins V Secondary Career and Technical Education Program Project Award Notification of Program Period from 7/1/22 through 6/30/23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item G, need a motion to approve adult education and family literacy, adult general education continuation project award notification for program period of 07/01/22 to 06/30/23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item H. Need a motion to approve the Panhandle Area Educational Consortium Professional Learning Catalog for 22 through 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I, need a motion to approve the 22 through 24 School Health Service Plan for Liberty County. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item J, need a motion to approve a health service memorandum of agreement between the state of Florida, Department of Health, Liberty County Health Department, and the School District of Liberty County effective July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item K, need a motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Boys and Girls Club Tubla Rossa and the District School Board of Liberty County to allow the BGCTR to operate an after-school program in Liberty County beginning August 12th, 2022 through the end of summer programming July 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item L, need a motion to approve consulting agreement between Liberty County School District and Donna Barotska, PhD, to provide school and teacher support for science and other areas as requested during the 22-23 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second,
Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item M, need a motion to approve independent contract agreement with EFCIC, LLC, FedNex, and Liberty County School District for 22-23 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item N, need a motion to approve small project construction management agreement between Culpeper Construction and Liberty County School Board. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 10. Need a motion to approve first reading of policy manual special update. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 11. A, need a motion to approve implementation of the Guardian Program in Liberty County Schools. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second. Mr. Secretary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Any board member item? Mr. Flower?
One thing, I would, with Mr. Black, wrong on the vehicles, I know we talked about it, not only for him, but for our mechanics over there too. We need to look real hard, and I know we're going to be told we're tight on money and everything, but we need to get them some vehicles.
I think so too, Mr. Flower. Somehow.
He's been using 3 years and he needs to be compensated for the last 3 years of voice.
And that was another thing, if you're not going to be able to afford vehicles, we need to be compensating him for his use of his vehicle.
Absolutely.
Because I think the one he's been using is broke down right now.
Right, yes, sir.
So.
It's a good truck.
And he's trying to do his job with his new personal truck. I agree with that. You got anything?
Yes, sir. I want to add to that. Coach Lewis, he was joking, but he wasn't joking. He said if we don't have a better van this summer, he will not teach driver's ed.
We're not furnished a vehicle for that. We have to purchase one.
Have one, but it's, he said he was no, it's not safe and no longer drive. It's wore out. It was on the list that I gave y'all several years ago.
Yeah.
We got to have some vehicles.
Didn't we just pick a new van?
School needs some.
Right, believe me.
Custodians, hospital over there.
Yeah, that truck over there.
Hospital's got to have a truck. I mean, if y'all look at the frame, I'd be scared to drive to Bristol.
Yeah.
I mean, but we didn't ask them to do that.
That's something that we.
Got to break down and buy some vehicles.
Yeah, we need to address that. That's a big concern, but it's far up. Probably need to address that next board meeting, people.
Mr. Flowers, I can address some of that now. You know, we were trying to get some vans as well. Believe it or not, the state just come out with additional ESSER II funding. You know, we'd already spent ESSER II well over a year ago, and they have come out with another grant, and so we've got a couple vans. We should have a new van at each school. We've written that into the grant. We think it's allowable. I don't know if Mandy's in there, but Mandy put that in the grant. So, you know, where we can pick up those items, you know, we picked up the new handicap van through ESSER money. We feel like we can do the same through this. I just think personally, the state does not give you all of the money that's supposed to come to you, and they sit there and draw interest on it. We kind of make that joke around the office a lot, but, you know, when they're breaking out more ESSER II money, that proves it. And so she's got us some vans in there, and that's been a big need as well. So where we can, you know, pull that from grants and extra, you know, stuff like that, it's just very difficult to pull out of the general fund right now. But that we know the need, the need's been there for at least maybe years on trucks and vans and stuff, and it's just kind of slowly but surely getting it done, but we are very aware of that.
Mandy was motioning, Superintendent, to.
We budgeted into that original ESSER grant, the big ESSER III, that they've then given like instructional materials and like money for summer programs and that kind of thing. So we'll be able to take the money that we budgeted in the big, when we got the $2.5 million, that we budgeted a lot of that stuff in. And now they're giving us these smaller grants that are very specific for like the instructional materials, one that just came out. We can't even write an indirect cost into that one. It's got to be used on instructional materials. So we'll be able to move some money back into ESSER III because we've already bought the books. So we'll be able to reimburse that. So that'll alleviate some of the money. And we'd already been approved to write vans into the original ESSER III, and then that money was used for bonuses. So then it's going to be moving money, you know.
But as far as vans within the ESSER II?
With ESSER II, I think it may be harder to get. I've asked for some clarification on specific things, like I'd like to be able to pay, like courses at Chipola would be nice. I've asked for clarification on that, and if we could use it, because one of the new ones, it has to do with after school, so if you have a kid who lives in Sumatra, they're never going to be able to participate in sports if you don't have a vehicle. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, that would be really nice if we can do that. If not, we're going to trying to move money back into the original ESSER III where we budgeted originally. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Some kind of grant for driver's ed vehicles?
Driver's ed costs a huge chunk of money, not just the vehicle. If we pay $225 per student to Florida Virtual School every time they take that class. So that's one that I really like. That's on my list of things I'd really like to.
We're one of the few around here. But there's also some money comes from that with Coach Lewis has explained before with a certain amount, I think, from, with the traffic tickets or something, that it goes back into the program and...
Yes, you get money.
But yeah, it's not enough to...
Well, in the end game, I mean, we gotta have a van. I mean, that's what Kevin's telling us, is we gotta have a van for it. It's probably...
And is our driver's ed van used just for that once a year? Okay. Because I know it's got...
You know, like, if you put a van at a high school, then you could use that van during the summer to do driver's ed, unless then you have to go to some actor and get kids. So, you know, one van might not solve a problem at the high school. Depends on how she writes that grant. You know, so you gotta be careful within grants.
Right.
You know...
One kid, you hold it so much, you can only use it for one thing.
Right.
So you gotta be real careful with that.
Well, one other thing, and then I'm gonna throw this out there, because I don't know if it's legal or not, but like, the county leases a dump truck, or buys a dump truck from a dump truck place over there, and they lease it for a year, and then they can turn around and turn it back in and get us a new vehicle. Is there any way possible that we could do that with some of these vans?
Sure you could, but then you have nothing at the end. You're always paying for something.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna always be paying for something anyhow.
Yeah.
And is it gonna be something we can drive and depend on, or is it gonna be something that we always have to work on?
I agree. Like I said before, if we ain't putting $50,000 in transportation per year, we're going in the hole.
Yeah.
And that's bare minimum.
But if we, I know this is James's time, but
I'm here.
The vans, what you just said about the lease, you'll never have them paid for. If the mileage is gonna be real high on them, you're gonna be paying for them one way or the other with maintenance. But if the mileage is lower on the vans than, say, a school bus, like a lot more, would you be better off to buy it outright? Then when it's paid for, you can still use it for 4 or 5 years before it's worn out.
That's what I was getting at.
Okay. Some things aren't better to lease.
I mean, I don't have the lease in front of me, but y'all got the year and the mileage. Last time I put the lease together, you see how old they are and how many miles on them. So.
Yeah. Right. And some of them aren't high at all.
You know, and just getting back to her grant, I'll throw something else in there. That's fine. You write a grant for that van to go to Symmetra to get them. That's fine. Guess what else you just done? You had to create a position, and that's an ongoing cost from now on. So you gotta be careful with that stuff.
If it's an after-school position, like the boys' club or boys and girls' club, would they be responsible for furnishing a driver to carry that van back and forth?
Like right now, whenever we got to the 21st century, this past summer we paid bus drivers.
Right.
So we had people that were already our bus drivers, and we paid their hourly rate for that time. So it usually lines up with whatever your program is. So we've still got 21st century. So let's say we write an additional people to pull small groups after school, especially targeted learning loss, and then write in with bus drivers still. You know, it would just be, those drivers would be for the length of time that we have the program, and then have to write in for fuel and stuff too, because we don't want to go in the hole for things that we're adding.
Right, all cars, yeah.
All inclusive.
Other than that, everything's going good, I think, Andy, Jeff.
You also got transportation employees over there using their personal stuff or old van. They don't have a vehicle.
Yeah.
And they don't get compensated.
They don't get compensated.
That's what I'm saying. We need to look hard at getting.
We need to look at vehicles.
We need to look hard at that. And I know we hope we fix it. We're going to get some more new market tax credit money, but we need to come up with a plan to get some vehicles, whether we get that or not.
Well, you know, you can't replace everything, so I guess the biggest thing will be what's priority.
Yeah.
And work down.
Yeah,
so
we have to look at that.
Safety issues. And
what's priority?
That list is on there. It has everything.
That list is getting longer every day, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, sir. 100%. $2 million for transportation every year.
That it, Mr. Flowers?
Yeah, I'll give my time to somebody else.
Ms. Jody?
Well, I'm going to go.
Thanks, Ed Turner.
James? Okay, well, I'm going to follow up. This makes me very curious that we have been utilizing personal vehicles, not compensating back. I mean, every company that I know of, if you use a personal vehicle, you know, that's not the way, especially with the price of everything, parts, mm-hmm. everything going up, tires, everything going up.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to know how many people, because again, you know, like he said, you add the goodness of your heart, you do it for so long, and then.
That's right here, do it every day.
We need to look into that, okay? Another thing is I was going to talk about, I think I sent it to Kyle. Guys, I don't know where my head has been, but I was at the track last Friday night, and I literally almost twisted my ankle in a crack in the track. It was that wide. And, you know, that track, I don't know how old it is. I can't tell you how old it is, but it needs some repair. We've got a lot of facility repair things going on. We got, you know, the new tax market credit. We've got that coming in. We're trying to get allocate for things like that. But that track has got to be fixed. That's a safety hazard. That's an accident waiting to happen. So I just want to make everybody aware of that. If you haven't looked at it, go out there and look at it. I may have been only looking at one spot in it, but I noticed it immediately. And I think we need to get a budgetary quote on how much it would cost us to at least patch it, do something. Okay? So just something to think about, guys. Homecoming activities next week. I'm on a committee, serving on a committee with a couple of lady private, you know, mamas and aunts or whatever. Got a lot of stuff going on. I know, you know, the county's going to be popping next week. So got just, you know, not just for the high school. It's for all of our schools. It's for Hossford. It's for Toler. We want to make sure that every child enjoys our homecoming week. Some, you know, these seniors, juniors and seniors, this is like the best week in school. I remember our homecoming week, you know, and I'm going on 35 years. So, if you get to get involved, try to get involved, because it's just a good time. This board is dedicated to bringing back Liberty County pride, Liberty County Bulldog pride. And I think we've done a good job so far. So I'm just going to speak up one more time and encourage the staff, the school board members, anybody that can get involved and show support for these kids. And I'm really trying. I'm doing the best I can. But, you know, I want to see all of our faces. And I have. I mean, look at the grandparents' breakfast this morning. It was amazing. You know, we just had a great time, great fellowship. People like to see us out from behind this desk. So let's get out there and let's show our support next week. That's about it. Thank you. And I'll hush you. James.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm okay tonight.
They said everything I was going to say.
Okay.
So, Lou, you got 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
You're on the way to Freeport now.
Yeah, we're going to Freeport. I'm going to say, anybody that can make the game tonight and be loud and proud, show up and say like Jody this morning, I was there at Grandparents' Day, and there was over 1,600 pancakes made, and I think about 50 pounds of sausage. And I didn't think there would be that many people there, but it was a great turnout, and it was really good to have not only grandparents and some other parents, and just to be involved in it. And Mr. Wheatley and all the people down there, they done a fantastic job of getting it set up, and everything went smooth except for Jason with the pancakes. He dropped the ball a couple times, and Michael picked it up.
Miss Tessa Ballard.
She done a good job.
Yeah.
She done a good
job.
Great
job.
Did a real good job.
Maybe we can do that at other schools.
Mm-hmm.
Get it going, get it all for all of them. That's all I got. Let's.
All right. Closing comments. Item 14, motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Mr. Morris, meeting now adjourned.
Thank y'all, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir, Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Ms. Melanie.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry I didn't mention that. comment.
I've already given a kudos.
Thank you, Ms. Renee. Appreciate that.
You're supposed to, eh?
I didn't ask. Nobody brought you a change, son. Nobody.
Boo, I appreciate it. Boo, we're all there.
Got everything signed.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
And they resurfaced it.
The expedite is.
15 years ago, 20 years.
I don't know.
Enough rain, steady coming.
Man, it's gonna be tough.
Ricky, babe. How you?
I'm wide open, boo. Pretty good.
My cousin.
I